Good morning, Santa Fe. Good morning, New Mexico, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Later on in the program, we're going to be speaking of the arts with Robert Knott, and Linda Siegel will be joining us just before the 9 o'clock hour with today's legislative update. Right now, I would like to welcome Lisa Lincoln. She is the artistic director of the El Dorado Children's Theater and Teen Players. Max Dichter is here, and Lily Wilson. Welcome to the Radio Cafe, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So last time I looked, it was just the El Dorado Children's Theater. The Teen Players has split off into its own entity.
Right. It's really exciting because there's 32 people in it, and we can do much more sophisticated shows.
I guess if you do the children's theater long enough, they turn into teenagers.
That's right.
Is that what's happening?
Yep. Exactly.
So you are doing Fiddler on the Roof, which is opening tonight and runs this weekend and next weekend at the James A. Little Theater. And actually, and the weekend after?
Right, no, two weekends.
Two weekends. And also next weekend, Thursday and Saturday, Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah, that's what the younger group is going to do.
Oh, so that's for the young people. Now, Lily, you are co-director of Schoolhouse Rock.
Yes.
What is that? Isn't that like Sesame Street or something
sort
like
of.
That?
Sort of. It's based on a TV show that was really popular in the 70s, I think.
Yep.
And, sorry. It's just really fun music, and there's a very basic storyline and a lot of songs, and the kids are having a really great time. They're very, very cute.
What's the schoolhouse part of it?
It's basically songs that teach you about grammar and math and social studies and things like that. Like, we've got Unpack Your Adjectives, which teaches you what an adjective is, and a noun is a person, place, or thing, and Conjunction Junction was a really popular one back in the day.
And so you're basically trying to con young people into learning stuff by having fun with it.
Basically.
Singing along.
Basically.
And these things stick in your head forever, and like it or not, you know what an adjective
is.
Yeah,
and I was really surprised, actually, a lot of the kids who are in the show knew a lot of the songs because their teachers had them listen to it in younger grades to help them learn these things.
And so what ages do you have of young people performing Schoolhouse Rock?
The youngest, I think, is 6, and the oldest is 13.
And is there a storyline?
Barely. The basic storyline is there's Tom, it's his first day of teaching, and he's really nervous, and then the Schoolhouse Rockers pop out of his TV and help him be less nervous about teaching his first day of school.
Ah. And so this is all happening. Do you expect, what age group are you kind of hoping shows up in the audience?
Mostly grade school kids was what I'm hoping, but also, I guess, the parents who watched the cartoon when they were kids will bring their kids, I'm hoping, whatever
age
their kids are. So,
I'm just a bill. That's the congressional song.
It is.
Of which there was a tremendous send-up in The Simpsons at one point. But anyway, so that's Schoolhouse Rock, and that's also happening at the James A. Little Theater, the El Dorado Children's Theater. You've got some very talented little singers.
Yes. We have quite a few very talented little singers.
Is it pretty competitive to actually get into the El Dorado Children's Theater at this point?
You know, for this show it wasn't. Lisa and I chose this show with the thought in mind that we could give a lot of kids parts and a lot of chances. And we succeeded in doing that pretty well. If they don't have a solo, they've got lines. And so every kid in the show has a part to do.
What are the challenges? What are the hard parts of directing people that age?
I guess it's just keeping them focused mostly, but the kids in the show actually did a really good job. I was very impressed. The smaller class, we've got a very young class, ages 6 to 9, and they were really hard to keep focused, but everyone else, the main group of the kids were really, really great and really fun to work with. And
Schoolhouse Rock. And Max Dichter is a senior at St. Michael's and is one of the stars of Fiddler on the Roof. Tell us about this this play, this musical.
Well, it's based on the book by Shalom Aleichem, which was Tevye the Dairyman stories, which were written in the early 1800s, I believe. I'm not entirely sure. It was right around when...
1900s.
1900s? Well, yeah, okay. Yes. Yeah.
I mean, was...
Yeah, it was. That well, it's when it takes place. What it is Shalom Aleichem, the man who wrote it, came over from Russia, and what was happening in America was Jewish culture and Jewish traditions, they weren't living in the shtetls anymore. They were living in big cities like New York, where there were all kinds of different cultures. And so what Shalom Aleichem did was he wrote these stories to preserve some of the tradition, which is basically what Fiddler on the Roof is about. And so Tevye, who is my character, he is the dairyman of this little town, Onatevka. He has, in the book, he has 8 daughters. In the musical, he has 5. And
just for casting purposes, to make it
yeah
long.
Well, also because if there were 8 daughters, then it would be 5 hours long as opposed to
right.
however long the musical is. And so it's a constant struggle. He's living in poverty. His daughters meanwhile are growing up in this highly traditional culture, and they fall in love with men who traditionally they would not be able to be married to. And
for what reason?
Well, one, because the matchmaker, which is the, arranges the marriages in the village, she has to arrange them, and young people can't do that for themselves, according to her. And so Tevye, one of his daughters, arranges a marriage for herself, and this is a struggle. And then one of them marries a very poor man, and then another man is a Russian, and that is the worst. I mean, and that carries on to today. I mean, some Jewish families, and not even Jewish families, I mean, many culturally diverse families, it's still an issue of marrying outside of the faith, outside of the race, outside of the culture. And so it really brings in this struggle that we still carry on in our society today. And not only that, but it's this struggle to hold on to your cultural roots, which I think is also a struggle in this day where everybody is kind of so watered down, it's society, but they don't know where their roots came from. And if they know where their roots came from, it's not a day-to-day thing where they are constantly doing these traditions.
So it's really a weirdly relevant drama.
Very relevant. And not only that, but it's about change and about acceptance and about... yeah, very, very, very relevant.
Tell us more about your character.
My character is the father. He is a very hard worker. He works in poverty. He's working to get out of poverty, but that's really not going to happen because here in this little town, the Jews are kind of in this little, in the ghetto or whatever. And so basically what he does is he works so his family can get by. They're scraping by slightly. And so he's a really lighthearted guy. He makes jokes so that he can get through day-to-day life. And he's very passionate as well. He cares about his family. He cares about his religion. His relationship with God is probably the most significant throughout the entire play, is that it's this constant struggle between day-to-day life of my work, my family, my neighbors, and all of the things that go along day-to-day, and then his relationship with God, his relationship. And it's not even necessarily tradition. I mean, even when Tevye breaks tradition, he never breaks that relationship with God. He always has it, and it's constant. And one thing I love is that his conversations with God aren't just getting down and praying and going to the synagogue. They're walking down the street. They're while in between conversations with his children. It's just this constant dialogue between something greater than himself, this something that he has such faith in and such a connection with that it really gives him purpose in life. And so I mean, that connection with God it gives him purpose in a way, and it allows him to get through all these terrible struggles he does, through pogroms, through watching his children go away. That faith is comforting, and that gets him through day-to-day life.
Now, did you you have to bring at least some Yiddish language and spirit into this play?
I based it off various people I know in my life. I am a Jew. I come from my great grandparents were Russian immigrants who fled Russia from pogroms. My bubby, my grandma, she's got a lot of chutzpah, and she's got a lot of stuff like that. And my grandpa, he's the kind of guy that, you know, makes all kinds of jokes, goes oy vey all the time. And not only that, but my father, although he grew up in America, he grew up in Philadelphia, came here, he's lived out in the West for a really long time, he still has that kind of thing. A lot of my dad hiccups. He, like, I really, there's one scene where we're in the bar, and me and Laser Wolf, who's played by Tom Silver, we were getting drunk and stuff, and I'm supposed to hiccup in between. And I was really trying to find, like, how an old man would hiccup, and I was just sitting at dinner, and my dad was talking, and then all of a sudden he's like, and I'm like, Dad, what was that? Like, I'm hiccuping. What are you? And so
I'm teaching you how to do your
lines.
Yeah,
exactly. And so, I mean, I took a lot of, obviously, thankfully, at this point in life, I'm not a father, so it was kind of, I had to find a relationship with the girls, you know. And so what I did was, I have a little sister who's 12, and I love her to death. And so when I'm doing the scenes where I have to let go of my daughters, I kind of visualize letting go of my sister and, like, never being able to see her again or anything like that. And the relationships that I have in life, I can kind of base off the relationships there. And not only that, but I did read the Tevye, the Dairyman stories by Shalom Alechem, and they had a great foreword about the character analysis and all that stuff. And that really helped me get into the character and really sink my teeth into it.
Lisa Lincoln, you're the artistic director. Are you the one who chose this play?
Yes, I am.
How did you choose it?
Well, I had them each say which show they were interested in. A lot of them did choose this show because they like the characters. I think they can relate to it as teenagers moving away from home, going off to college, having to break traditions with their own families. There's so much they can relate to. And there were so many different characters because we have so much talent in our group that I knew I could spread the wealth around and give a lot of great parts.
Now, you've got a full professional orchestra.
Yes, we do.
Tell us about that.
Well, I'm a voice teacher, and I just can't imagine singers, and I do really high standards in the singing in the show. I don't want them to just sing with a keyboard or just, you know, a few pieces.
Is this what you always do? You always have an orchestra?
Yes, we do. Yes. I think that's kind of our trademark. We use an orchestra. And what I started doing is offering the Santa Fe Youth Symphony to come play with the professionals side by side. And this is the first time we've done that. We have a professional conductor, Ben Clemmy, who conducts the Santa Fe Youth Symphony. So this has just been like a musical. It's wonderful, the whole music. And, you know, 12 pieces in the orchestra with a real conductor. It's just really thrilling.
How long has the El Dorado Children's Theater been around?
We started in 1999 in a little gym, just putting on classes.
This is your 10th year anniversary.
Yeah, it's hard to, it's true.
That's incredible. So you must have people now who are in college. Do you have people who are going on in theater and music?
This will be the first year that a group's graduating because we started and it only went up to 12.
Right.
Age 12. So this will be the first year. So we have a couple people graduating, Max and Annie, who played Seidel. So yeah. It'll be a big year.
It'll be very interesting to see what your alumni do, so to speak.
Right. I can't wait to see some of them come back, especially Max. And hey, I'm going to Broadway next week.
Do you have plans, Max, to go on in theater and music?
I do. I would very, very much like to do that. I am applying to colleges right now, and what I'm really trying to do is performing arts. I'm auditioning in New York in late February, and then I'm gonna visit my grandparents in Philadelphia and then go to Boston and audition at Emerson, and I've already auditioned in Chicago. And so yeah, I would really like to pursue performing arts. And not only that, but I mean, even if I get into a performing arts school or not, this is definitely something I plan to do throughout my life. I mean, performing and the arts in general, just creating something is something I'm very passionate about and really gives me something that I can really do well.
So Fiddler on the Roof is happening at the James A. Little Theater starting tonight, January 24th and 23rd and 24th, tonight and tomorrow. And then, Sunday, tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, Sunday at 2 p.m. And the same thing the following weekend, January 30th and 31st and February 1st. And then Schoolhouse Rock is happening Thursday, January 29th, and Saturday, the 31st of January at 2 in the afternoon. The 7 on Thursday and 2 on Saturday at the James A. Little Theater. For tickets, you can call 466-4656 and get more information about that. I want to thank Lily Wilson and Max Dichter and Lisa Lincoln for being with us, El Dorado Children's Theater and El Dorado Teen Players.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you.
And we're going to go out with a little bit of music from Fiddler on the Roof.
A fiddler on the roof sounds crazy, no? But here in our little village of Anatevka, you might say every one of us is a fiddler on the roof trying to scratch out a pleasant, simple tune without breaking his neck. It isn't easy. You may ask, why do we stay up there if it's so dangerous? We stay because Anatevka is our home. And how do we keep our balance? That I can tell you in one word. Tradition!
Tradition! Tradition! Tradition! Tradition!
Because of our traditions, we've kept our balance for many, many years. Here in Anatevka, we have traditions for everything. How to sleep, how to eat, how to work, how to wear clothes. For instance, we always keep our heads covered and always wear a little prayer shawl. This shows our constant devotion to God. You may ask, how did this tradition get started? I'll tell you. I don't know. But it's a tradition. And because of our traditions, every one of us knows who he is and what God expects him to do.
Day and night must scramble for a living, feed a wife and children, say his daily prayers, and who has the right as master of the house to have the final word?